Welcome everyone to another episode of Orange Juice News and Notes from around the world of insoles. I am your host, Owen Kinoy, and today we have head coach of Team Playmakers, Anna Zhang, joining us. Anna, how are you?
I am doing really great. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. This is very exciting.
No problem. I figure as someone who likes to run, especially outside, you're enjoying the summer months a little more than your Michigan winter, so you got to soak it up while you can, right?
That's right, absolutely. And it certainly is getting warmer, and I'm loving every second of it.
Awesome. Well, for those of you who may not have caught some of our past podcasts, we have talked about running groups, and we actually have referenced Team Playmakers, which, if you're familiar, one of our co-owners, Tom, is also a co-owner at Playmakers. I worked at Playmakers for years, that sort of thing. So we are very familiar with Playmakers and, of course, the running group, the racing team, Team Playmakers. So Anna is, I think I mentioned, currently the head coach for Team Playmakers, but I know she's been involved for a while. So just to get us started off, Anna, I guess, how'd you get involved with Playmakers, or how long ago was it, or in how did you become kind of head coach of Team Playmakers and where you are now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when I started running back in 2005, I actually got directed to Playmakers from some friends to get some proper running shoes. I was kind of running in some cross trainers, ended up getting a little bit of an injury, and my running friends were like, oh, you got to get, you know, real running shoes. It's going to make all the difference. So I remember walking into Playmakers the first time and was greeted with open arms and absolutely fell in love with the people, the community, all the knowledge that was shared with me. And that's when I learned that proper shoes really can change your life. And then, you know, in 2021, after COVID, I had the opportunity to look for another job. And I was like, man, a parallel passion is running. How cool would it be to be a part of this community of Playmakers? So I ended up applying and working the retail side on the floor in January of 2021. And again, fell in love on the other side. I loved working with the community. I loved working with the customers. I loved learning from them, sharing knowledge, and had a great time doing that. Later that year, I actually became the run coach for the triathlon team and began working a little bit with our Playmakers Foundation. So I was working a little bit retail, a little bit with the foundation and some of the events there. And then in 2023, I became full-time with the Playmakers Foundation. I still work one day of retail because I love it. and then became head coach and manager of Team Playmakers at that point. And here we are.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, you mentioned just when you had first gone to Playmakers how you're kind of just welcome with open arms. And that's what we try to express is, you know, you can do research online and you can kind of watch videos and whatnot, podcasts like this, which of course are awesome. But there is something different about, you know, going in person and talking with someone really local that may share the same interests or passion. They're just is willing to help you reach your goals. So I think that's such a great point. So kind of leaning into more of the Team Playmaker side, tell us a little bit about it. Like, what makes it unique, or what is kind of the basics on Team Playmakers?
Yeah, Team Playmakers, I absolutely love it because it's an any distance, any pace co-ed group. We have adults who are members of all ages. We have people who are in their 20s and someone who is in their 80s, which I think is such a great opportunity for everybody. We have people who walk on Team Playmakers. We have people who run on Team Playmakers. And we have people who train with intervals, doing a little bit of both. What's awesome about Team Playmakers, too, is that we have team leaders who attend our trainings, who are there to help members, to help guide them if they have any questions, if they're looking for a buddy to run or walk with, they're there, and they're out on the course with our members, too. They're also available to help with training plans if people are following that before and after training. So that's a great resource. And then on Saturdays, we have pacers join us. We train on Saturday mornings as well. And they'll be there also as leaders, great resources, but they'll be holding up their pace signs. So when members come in, whether they're seasoned or they're new, they can see, you know, if they know their pace, They can jump into a pace group and they'll be welcomed in with open arms. And if they don't know their pace, they can see a team leader and will help get everybody together who have similar goals so that they have somebody to move more and move better with that day. But in addition, I think some of the uniqueness is just, you know, all the wonderful people. You can find that in any running or walking community, but Team Playmakers definitely has a very special place.
Yeah, and you guys definitely like to keep it fun. I know, so Orange Insole sponsors the Halloween race at Uncle John's, I'll call it.
Oh, Ghostly Gallop, yeah.
The Ghostly Gallop, thank you. I was going to call it the Halloween Hustle, which it used to be, but I knew that wasn't right. So now it's the Ghostly Gallop. And Anna is always out there in just the best costume or costumes. I don't even know if we can really talk about it on air, but it basically mocks you if you're behind her in a group or whatnot. So they love to have fun. And of course, after that race, for example, like you get cider and donuts and all that good stuff. So to say the least, you know, they keep it lighthearted and fun. So
yeah, it's all about having fun. Running and walking should always be fun. And when we can create those experiences, it's a great opportunity for community to get together and enjoy it together. It's a lot of fun. We have the Holiday Classic, but the Ghost of Gallup is a lot of fun for sure.
Kind of with that, is that kind of your, or what would be your coaching philosophy? Is it just kind of take what you can and have fun with it, or how do you direct people, especially with just such varying goals?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say bottom line, movement is for everyone. When coaching individuals, you know, we recognize that everyone is different and we try to help them reach their goals based on their individual needs. But as a group, Team Playmakers aims to create a positive, encouraging, and supportive environment for all of our members and a place to move more and move better, no matter what their personal goals may be. We encourage people to be themselves when they train, and bottom line is to have fun. So we go out there, we learn about each other, we learn about our different goals, and we have just a really, really great space of encouragement, positivity, and it's a safe space to learn and grow, you know, throughout the sport. And also as individuals.
I love that. I even had to jot it down when you said movement is for everyone. Our slogan is feel better, do more. And, you know, that goes for everyone. And it might be, you know, improving your marathon time, or it might just be, you know, getting up and moving and getting some steps in the afternoon when you have a break during work. So, you know, there's so many different ways to apply it. But yeah, movement is for everyone. That's for sure.
Right. I love that.
So we were going to ask you more about, like, for people who run solo, why it might make sense to join a running group. But I think you already did a really good job of highlighting that. You know, you just obviously have the support, the pacers, and people asking questions. Is there anything you'd really kind of add, or is that, you know,
oversimplify,
but is that kind of the few keys, which are massive, by the way?
Yeah, definitely. I think that miles are more magical with buddies, you know, bottom line, that community is so much. It's also easier to get out in the rain or when it's cold, when you know that you have a team who supports you out there doing the same thing. Miles tend to fly by, I'll say, when you're with a group. Individual running is great and can be very therapeutic, but, you know, on those harder, more challenging distances, or just days going out and training, just having a group is fantastic with that camaraderie. And I also find that it helps with accountability. You know, if you're not at training, people are going to ask where you are. You know, people care about you and want you out there at training too. So if you're one who it's hard to lace up and get out the door, being with a group just really helps create consistency, and it's extremely motivating. I also find that you can learn so much by being in a running or walking group, whether you're a newcomer taking your first steps or a seasoned veteran of the sport, we can all learn from each other. You know, whether it's learning about nutrition and hydration, or to put Vaseline on your face when it's below zero, you know, there's so many tricks of the trade that you might not learn, you know, on your own necessarily, but just by being with other people, there is just this whole world of knowledge. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. So I know I mentioned that I had worked at Playmakers, the store, you know, on the retail side it was about 5 years. And it was funny to see, you know, maybe people that would come in that were newer to the group, because oftentimes, you know, they'd shop around the store before or after their run or whatever, and then suddenly a few years later, they're, you know, kind of the experts in the group and whatnot, and, you know, they kind of know what they're doing. And I'm sure, you know, some of it's research, but it's just kind of, you know, you are who you spend your time with, or whatever that saying is. And it really is cool to see that transformation for them, to go from, you know, I want to get into running, to, you know, I know how to, you know, I could probably run a training session if I wanted to. So
yeah, that's one of the coolest things to see, is that growth, and then watching people want to give back to that newcomer.
100%, because, you know, we've all been there at one point or another, whether that was, you know, when we were just a kid and we were getting going, or it was later in life that we found running. We've all been there at, you know, kind of step one. So
yeah, for sure.
And speaking of training sessions, so what does that typically look like? Do you guys do like stretching and stuff before, or like cool downs, or what all does it entail if we're going to like a training session?
Yeah, when you're coming to training for our more formal training sessions on Mondays and Saturdays, people will come in, we'll have a little time to greet each other, and then they'll check in on an app just so that we know that everyone's safe. And then we will do a dynamic warm-up together, get everyone really hyped up, and then people will take off for a run or walk. And then during the weeknights, we train for about an hour. We'll come back and then do a group stretch as well. We want to make sure we're preventing those injuries, but it also gives everybody a time to chat again, talk about their training and their goals. And then on Saturdays, we actually extend our training a little bit. That's usually the longer run or walk day. And we train in the mornings at 8 a.m. But what's kind of cool is that we'll have a course, but we'll also have aid stations out on that course, too, that people can enjoy. So we've got water, we've got electrolyte hydration, tissues, first aid kits, you know, whatever people might need out on the course as well, so they can feel supported in multiple ways, not only with people, but with some supplies that they might get to try out and experience. We want to make sure everyone stays hydrated. But yeah, we definitely want to make sure everyone warms up, has a wonderful run or walk, and then we stretch at the end.
Yeah, it sounds like you take a lot of the thinking and the planning out of it, you know, because not that you don't have to plan on your own, but when you do go for especially longer runs, it's something that you definitely want to be prepared for. But it's so great to, yeah, have those resources that have done it before, but then also, you know, the little aid stations as well, just with, I'll call them some goodies to help boost your run, or if you have a blister or whatever it may be, you can patch it up and keep moving. So I love it. That's such a good point. All right, Anna, so we talked a lot about team playmakers and kind of what to expect. If someone is in the Lansing area and wants to join, how do they do so?
Yeah, so you can go right to our website at playmakers.com. There'll be a tab at the top that says events and training, and you can click Team Playmakers. We actually have three different teams that you could be a part of. We've got the run-walk team, we've got the triathlon team, and we've got the racing team. All are wonderful and very supportive, but you can check that out, see what's best for you, and register right online. We've got a free trial if you'd like to come and check us out, and then a lot of accommodating options. You can sign up for a month, whatever is convenient for you, or for an entire year even. So extremely flexible, and we'd absolutely love to have you.
Awesome. And I know Team Playmakers is essentially through, for those of you not familiar with Lansing area, Playmakers is one of the few, if not the only, like running specialty store. So it's through the store. Is that how you'd recommend other people to find running groups, is to maybe reach out to your local running shoe store, or what's the best way
Absolutely.
To do that?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, reach out to a local running store. You can also do like a simple web search. I know a lot of social media has a lot of information on that as well. But I would reach out to the local running store first, but sometimes a simple web search will help you find what's best for you as well.
So, and I know you mentioned people training for kind of different goals and whatnot. What are, I guess, some of the examples of things people might be training for, and how long does it take to train for them? I know that probably depends on the event, but what all the people do.
Yeah, definitely depends on the event, but we have a lot of people who will come in looking to complete their first 5K. So we've got 5K programs. Again, myself and the team leaders can help members train for that. And then we also have training plans for the 10K, 10-miler, half marathon, and full marathon. We have training plans for the very beginner, and we also have some more advanced options as well, depending what your goal is, whether it's to complete it without injury and to have a great time, and also if you're looking to have a pace or a time goal. And usually it's going to take, again, it kind of just depends, but like 16, 18 weeks is usually a good sort of baseline depending on the event, sometimes less if it's not quite as long.
Sure, but that's such a good thing to highlight, especially just for even someone who may be into running but is just starting to train for maybe a half marathon or a full marathon, that it takes several months essentially is what you laid out to truly train the right way and ramp up. And one of the biggest reasons is to stay injury free and not set yourself back, kind of like what Anna was alluding
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely, slowly building up the mileage at a reasonable rate and creating a consistent training program where you're training multiple days a week. And actually the training plans that we have set up coincide with the days that we train too. So if you can make it to training, you can get your miles in that you need based on what your training plan asks of.
That's such a helpful tool and takes, like I said earlier, just so much of the planning out of it, where, you know, you have people helping you out and you just show up and do the miles and go from there. So, Anna, are there any, I guess, like big wins or stories that you share either about yourself or just people that join or just generally that stick out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that many of our wins come from, you know, the culture. We have people of all ages who come out to train, who support each other. And, you know, every victory is celebrated, whether someone is walking their first 5K or running their first ultra marathon. I think that's, you know, a huge win. Another win that I see a lot is that even when someone comes out to training and they might not be feeling it, maybe they're a little tired, you know, they had a rougher day, they often leave feeling better, supported, and accomplished just by getting out there. And that, too, is a really, really big win.
So kind of building on that, what advice might you give to someone who really isn't into running but wants to get into it and just isn't really sure where to start? Would you maybe tell them?
You know, I would say to, number one, get a great pair of running shoes. And then I would recommend, you know, joining a running group. I mean, movement is medicine, not only for the mind, the body, and the soul, but just personally. Like, you have absolutely nothing to lose. Just know that forward is a pace. And if you stay consistent, you stay motivated, you are going to achieve absolutely wonderful, wonderful things. I mean, you are so much more capable than you even imagine. And having that team to support and back you up helps you achieve those goals. But I would say just take the leap. The hardest part is lacing up those shoes and getting out that door. But when you've got a team that backs you up, you are going to fly. Go for it.
And yeah, I don't want to gloss over the importance of the running shoes as well. And that's where, of course, your local running store is going to be a great option. Obviously, so many people are shopping online, but what they don't necessarily do online, at least that I know of, is they don't measure your feet to see how they've changed. Oftentimes they aren't looking at the biomechanics of your feet and your lower extremity. And usually, well, I know this one, they don't have the different shoes for you to try on your foot. You really have to buy them, get them to your house, see if you like them, send them back, try a new pair. So there are so many reasons to check out a local running store. And as far as just the different shoes go, to give a very brief rundown, there are a variety, even just based on like foot shape. So there are some for wider feet, there are some for narrower feet. There are some that have more cushioning, whether that's, you know, someone who has a specific injury or ailment where they want to really focus on shock absorption, or if someone's just going further or standing longer than they normally do. They also have less cushioned shoes for someone who's maybe trying to reach a certain time. And they have different support levels. So now I feel like I'm going on and on, but long story short, it's a great resource to head to that local store and do some shopping and start with your feet, make sure they're taken care of because it's going to make the whole process a lot easier, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And when you feel great running and walking, you're going to want to continue to do it. So having shoes that support you and put you in proper alignment are going to make you feel great, and it's going to help prevent injury. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there, Owen. It's so important, and it absolutely makes all the difference.
If you do end up maybe with a setback or injury, Anna, obviously maybe making sure you're in the right pair of shoes would be a good start, but is there anything else you recommend, whether that's just like general mindset or, practical
Sure.
advice?
I would say that, injuries and setbacks can happen to any athlete. I always tell my athletes it's the time to build mental endurance, but recovery is incredibly important. So you have to trust that process as well. While you're going through that journey, I recommend that people do cross training if they're able to, whether it's cycling, whether it's swimming, whether it's a little bit of weight training, depending what you're able to do. It's hard for a runner or walker to stop when they keep going. They really want to go, even if they are injured. But again, emphasizing that recovery and the importance of that. And also to find a hobby, another one, whether it's reading, whether it's writing, whether it's personal reflection and meditation, and just knowing if you can get through that mental endurance, that adaptation is going to carry over to your races too, which is an essential part in an event, is being able to adapt and being able to adjust. So even though you might not be on your feet, you're still training mentally.
Such a great point, and some of the things you've mentioned we've hit on past episodes, which really makes me feel good about, kind of what we're recommending and that sort of thing. We had what I'll call an endurance athlete, someone who, he does marathons and has done an ultra marathon and that sort of thing. And that was something he mentioned as far as like cross training is to not just do running. It takes more than just that to prepare your whole body to go that far. So like the swimming and the weight training to train your core is such a key, especially as you start to go further distances.
Exactly, 100%.
And I know we've mentioned kind of the brutal Michigan winters. What tips or I guess motivation do you give your folks? Because I know you guys will have events in like May, for example, and you start training in January. So you're going through the brutal parts of winter. So what do you tell folks?
Again, being part of a group, that camaraderie really, really helps. And also, you feel like
That's fair.
40% more hardcore when you're running in the sleet and the snow. I will tell people it doesn't have to be so bad. If you get the proper gear, you got your good base layers on, you got your merino wool on, you've got your hats, you've got your gloves, you can enjoy the beauty of all seasons in Michigan. And that applies for the heat as well. I mean, we get it all. We get it all in Michigan, which is the most beautiful, bittersweet blessing in the universe. But there is beauty in all seasons. And if you're prepared for that, and those are a lot of things you can learn in running groups as well, you're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time.
Some of the things I'm hearing though too is you kind of gotta toughen up sometimes. Like if you're waiting for the perfect weather day in Michigan, and just reading between the lines on what you're saying, but if you're waiting for the perfect weather day in Michigan, you're only gonna run a couple days a year. So you gotta be versatile, you gotta be prepared, and like you said, it doesn't have to be something you dread if you prepare
Yeah.
for it. So I love
When
that.
you're doing it with buddies,
I hear you,
it's
totally.
great.
Anna, thank you so much for all the things we've talked about and the expertise you've added. Was there anything else just about running or training, finding a running group that you might want to add? I think the main point that I heard was just how impactful training with a group can be, whether that's just a motivation perspective or practical tips and advice or planning or whatever it may be. But is there anything else that maybe we didn't touch
Yeah,
on?
well, I think that, running groups will support and encourage you exactly where you're at, which is a really important thing. Like, I would never want anyone to get discouraged from taking their first steps because the community is beautiful. And, the more consistent you are and the more miles you put under your feet, the easier it becomes. And that's when the magic happens. That's when you can really make it your own. You know, whether it's solely for fitness, whether it's for you time, for meditation, or to, you know, reach a time goal. I would just say, you know, it's running and walking is such an individual sport, but it is also very much community. And bottom line, I think if you go out there and do it, you know, you're going to find out that you have a lot of fun, number one, and that you really make some lifelong meaningful connections as well. So it's, you know, not just about running and walking. It's about those connections. You know, you learn about each other, you support each other, and you can find that what you do during training can also transfer out into the real world. So it's a great way to grow, not only physically and mentally, but also take on the challenges of the universe with grace.
So well said. And on that note, if you're listening to this and are not in a running group, this is your sign to check one out, find one locally, and drop in and get started. So thank you so much, Anna, for being on, and we appreciate it. We'll see our audience next time on another
episode. Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.